We've known growth in one way, pretty much, in terms of what we learn about it from the world. We learn about growth as being a endless and literally impossible state of being. We want to grow something exponentially into a new frontier, wildly so, or at least that's what we're taught is the most valuable thing to do, to IPO at a billion, to be the first trillionaire, to be whatever is so outlandish and egregious and literally unattainable for most people, instead of being taught about the incredible abundance of sharing what we have, instead of being taught about the wealth of making sure that everyone around us is fed and housed and educated and loved and taken care of. That, to me, is actual abundance. But it's nothing that we'll learn about in any kind of business magazine or meeting or forum or what have you. This week talks about doing something outside of the system. And the something that we're doing is growth. The something that we're doing is about abundance and generativity. But it's about doing it in a different type of way. So I have an agenda, and it is abundance for all. And I'm always going to articulate the astrology through that lens. Not that it's always going to land in that way, but I'd like to inspire myself to think about it through that lens so that I might act towards that kind of potential and future. In this podcast, we look at the astrology of the upcoming week and how it will be landing for all of us collectively. For a more personalized reading that dives into the ways that this week's astrology will play out for you, download the Chani app. Hello and welcome. This is the Astrology of the Week Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Chani Nicholas, and this week we are talking about the week of April 15th, which contains within it some very exciting, very potent, very lively, and very abundant, and maybe even lucky astrology. Jupiter in Taurus is making a conjunction with Uranus in Taurus, and this is what they're about. Jupiter is all about abundance and growth. Uranus is all about breaking with traditions and norms and doing things differently, not doing things traditionally just for the sake of tradition. And I'm not saying that we need to break everything and start again, because I think that that's kind of impossible. I do think that because this astrology is happening within Taurus, which is an earth sign, we're working with themes of the literal material world. So one of the ways that we understand that, or we've created that, is through money, which is literally not literal paper, which is meant to symbolize something that, anyways. So it's symbolic, but that's what we've come to understand as the literal symbol of wealth. Now, Jupiter in Taurus wants to proliferate. It wants to be abundant. It is very fecund. It is very much about the earth. It is about fuel. It is about food. It is about sustenance. And it's been in Taurus for the better part of the last year. It's going to leave Taurus in the next month. It's going to leave Taurus at the end of May. So this is the last little bit of it. But this conjunction with Uranus in Taurus is really special. It hasn't happened since the early 1940s in this sign. It happens like every 12 years-ish, but it doesn't happen in the same sign every time, right? It changes signs. Okay, so back in the 40s, the world was being very reconfigured, unfortunately, through war, in regards to economics and how things were done. One of the things that we can take from that time is that different types of people got to enter the workforce. So women, folks of color got to enter the workforce in different ways because a lot of white men were off in the actual, you know, fighting the war. So there was a change in the way that the workforce looked and a change in the ways in which we thought about the workforce. And of course, I would love to talk about something outside of war and outside of, you know, that moment, this moment, especially. But all that to say, like Rosie the Riveter was one of the like types of symbols we can take from that time, right? Like a new kind of way for women to be thought of at work. Not that women working was new, but, you know, within the patriarchal constraints of the day and what it meant. So we can maybe think or look to how something in terms of labor and how we're operating as a culture might be shifting. Obviously, tech shifts a lot. This is something I'm hoping is more positive. Jupiter's involved and growth enhancing. Jupiter's involved. And I want us to think about the ways in which we can subvert the systems that we're in, what's useful from the systems that we're in, and how we can expand outside of the systems that we've been told that we have to be in. So the economic systems, but also whatever your industry is, whatever systems, you know, you're finding yourself in, those are ones we want to see if we can expand beyond. And I think the only way to do that is in solidarity. I think the only way to do that is in mutual aid. I think the only way to do that is to find ways to create generative spaces for everybody involved. So maybe there'll be something about labor movements or about workplace setups that will be very prominent this week. This isn't all just going to take place right now. Of course, this is a moment of seeding. And the day that Jupiter and Uranus come together is Saturday, the 20th of April. So it's not all going to happen this week. It's not all going to happen on the 20th of April. But Jupiter will be leaving this sign soon. And so we want to think about the next couple of weeks, this week and the next couple of weeks while Jupiter's still in Taurus, and see what's kind of making headlines. Now, I go into detail about how this impacts you personally in your reading for the week on the Chani app, but I want you to think about where Taurus is in your chart, what house it's in, and how you might become a little bit more experimental and abundance for all mindset in that area of your life, and see if there's something there that's like generating new ideas and new energy. It's exciting astrology. And because Jupiter's involved, it feels like there's some goodness to it. There's some benefit to it. Maybe there's some luck involved in it. Okay, so that's the big, big news of the week. Now, the other parts of the week are kind of leftovers. I don't want to, you know, diminish them. But they are reoccurring kind of rebound themes. What's that? Boomerang kind of themes of what we've been through the last couple of weeks. So last week we had an eclipse in Aries. How are you doing? I'm recording this in the past. I have no idea what happened, but it was a very tenderizing eclipse. It was conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer, and that archetype. This week on Monday, Mercury and Chiron come together, and on Sunday, Venus and Chiron come together. Now, that's quite a bookend to a week. You know what I mean? Like the beginning of the week hears us speaking or receives a message that is healing or speaking about our wounds or writing about them or speaking to something that needs to be massaged, needs to be readjusted or realigned. And at the end of the week, Venus, the planet of love and connection and beauty, is also wanting to talk about what hurts and what doesn't work and what is painful, maybe even in relationships. Now, I did talk a lot this week in your individual readings about a kind of chiropractic adjustment. You can think of Chiron as that. We have to understand the thing that hurts. What is it? How does it hurt? How does it show up? But we don't have to suffer with the pain forever. Chiron is a planet that is really medicinal. It's a minor planet that also speaks to the medicine. And we can only get to the medicine by dealing with the thing that needs to be worked on. So again, we're having conversations in the beginning of the week, and we're dealing with relationship issues at the end of the week that are very healing in nature. Very different tone than the Jupiter-Uranus that I started speaking about. Because that's like new and exciting and not about our pain. But this is like we're still circling around the stuff we did last week with the eclipse and what we've been doing, you know, as Mercury is still retrograding through this part of our chart. So it's loud. It's loud about what hurts. It's like, ouch, you know, like there's not a mistake. Like, that I stubbed my toe. So metaphorically, it's like that beginning and end of the week. Now, Wednesday, Venus makes a conjunction with the North Node, which again is a kind of a wink and a nod back to last week's eclipse. But it's also a huge increase in our appetite for love and pleasure and beauty. So maybe it finds us being a diva. Venus in Aries, I think, is very kind of diva energy sometimes. Not that you're a diva if you have this placement, but maybe you are. But it's very like diva-esque. It gets a lot of attention for being really talented, for being beautiful, or for being just a phenomenal artist. It's like really kind of wows the crowd. And when it conjuncts the North Node, it increases all that. So Wednesday, we're going to maybe desire something that is dramatic and alluring and eye-catching, and maybe just our desire for sweet, wonderful, beautiful things is going to be increased. On Friday, Mercury and Venus come together. That's really good for conversations that bring about a kind of cohesion. It's a very like heated one. So it's like spicy and maybe even flirtatious. Then we move into Taurus season on Friday. The sun moves in to Taurus Friday the 19th of April in Taurus season. And also on Friday, Mars makes a sextile to both Jupiter and Uranus. So this is interesting because Mars just had a conjunction with Saturn last week. We just did some tough stuff last week and dealt with the very limited amount of resources or space or time that we had. And now Mars is kind of broken free of that a little bit and is on to brighter, bolder pastures. So whatever we had a challenge with last week, that challenge isn't over. It's not done because something began there. But we also do get some help. We get some movement, and it's almost like a quantum leap that we get to do. So you might feel like a big shift that happens at the end of the week. And again, on Friday, as the sun moves into Taurus, we're out of eclipse season because the sun is out of the sign where both eclipses happened. So we are hitting a kind of refresh. And then Saturday, Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Sunday, Venus, Chiron, again, the relationship issues, something tender is coming to the surface. And also on Sunday, the sun and Pluto make a square. It's deep. It's like powerful. It might have you coming up against a power dynamic or two. Fine. It's fine. But it is also, you know, it's a mixed bag this week. There's this really bold, beautiful statement that Jupiter and Uranus are making. And it's one of the things about 2024 that's interesting from an astrological point of view, because it's happens, you know, rarely. And so there's something new for the world, I think, to be planting a seed for. And then there's all of this other like post-eclipse stuff still in the Mercury retrograde, still reviewing, still having these conversations that are parsing out what hurts, what's painful, why, what is the source of the wound, what is the medicine that needs to be administered, what is the relationship issue. And so there's these two very different drives occurring, and they'll be happening simultaneously. So I think the exciting stuff will help with the kind of more, if I should say, introspective part, but the grappling with our human condition part, let's say that. Hey, y'all, thank you so much, as always, for rating us a review in the App Store. It means the world to us. This one is called Chani is Truly All You Need. I love that Chani really has it all when it comes to astrology. It's so focused on helping you learn about astrology and yourself in an accessible way, all while being amazingly personalized. I love the Week Ahead podcast for my specific rising placement, the current sky horoscopes, and the meditations when I need to ground myself. I use the app in tandem with the Chani 2024 planner, and it makes me feel so tuned into myself and something bigger than us. Thank you, Chani. All right, y'all. Next week, Mercury stations direct, and we start to move on from this part of 2024's story. I will see you back here then. Until then, sending you lots of love, many blessings. I hope the end of this week sparks a tremendous amount of creative, abundant rebellion. Bye for now.